As night falls, the smurfing activity escalates. While patrolling the road outside the pharmacy, task force agents stop 20 smurfers in just 1 hour. Inside the store, an undercover officer watches the activity.
He wants to buy several boxes that he bought last night.
This man is part of a gang of smurfers waiting outside in a vehicle. He buys the pills, but before the smurfers can make their getaway, the task force springs into action.
He's going east on 30. Wait a minute, I got it.
Put your hands on
the top of the car.
Smurfers are the task force's best lead to the meth cooks. The threat of jail is enough for these men to reveal the address of their drug source. My call goes across town to investigate.
Police department! Say police! Police!
On any drug bust, Mike's main concern is gunfire.
If you're in here, it'd be a good time for you to identify yourself. Hey, if you get shot.
But on a meth lab bust, he must also contend with the risk of chemical hazards. Fumes produced by manufacturing meth are extremely toxic and volatile. Here they discover only a meth pipe and some drug paraphernalia. The task force examines the premises, but they're too late. The cook has apparently fled into the night.
He pretty much drove through that field right there, around the yard, hit the road, and then cut up this driveway right here.
But evidence of drug activity remains. A horse trailer outside contains numerous bloody syringes.
Oh, it's full of blood?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Like most meth cooks, this person is obviously addicted to the drug.
The whole thing is full of blood.
Any meth cooking materials in the trailer may be heavily contaminated with waste chemicals produced during the cooking process. These chemicals are dangerous to humans as well as the surrounding environment. Chemical residues can poison wild animals or even pollute the water table. The agents suit up in biohazard gear to protect them from chemical burns or infection. My call's worst fears are confirmed. The horse trailer is filled with contaminated meth trash.
They're so paranoid, they're afraid to throw anything out. They're afraid to throw anything to where they feel like law enforcement or somebody could find it and catch them. You see a lot of staph infection, MRSA, different types of diseases, you know, that you get when it's not when you're just dirty. Each one of those plastic bottles and glass jars represents a cook. Every time you see one of those plastic bottles laying there, that means they cook. Evidently, they like to use needles here, which is a tremendous hazard for us, especially if they carry AIDS, HIV, tuberculosis, or whatever.
From the pharmacy, through manufacture, to injection, the meth drug supply chain is ravaging once peaceful rural communities across America. And narcotics officers are left literally picking up the pieces.